Welcome to the Short Rod Show. You're talking with Ben.
And you got Brett.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back down in the basement once again. Yep. Another episode coming your way on all your podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Well, it finally feels like we're getting in the season. Yeah. Ponds around the area have capped off.
Yep.
It's gotten, I mean, the forecast doesn't look great, but I mentally have a tough time really getting into it. Yep. Until you start to feel that chill in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Things are happening
quick now. So yeah. I know a lot of you guys are out on the ice already. That's awesome. Just seeing some of that. Some of the guys. I saw a guy with a razor on the ice
already. I mean, probably pretty far north.
No. It was on Red Lake.
That's pretty far north from us.
So good for you guys.
Yeah.
Make sure you're being safe out there.
Yeah. Early season is prime time to fall in.
Yeah. You never know.
We haven't done a safety episode, actually, now that reminds me.
I know, we should probably touch on that. So if you're new here, we do have a good comprehensive ice safety.
Yeah, any season. You can look back at any of our seasons, we go through safety.
I think the first season or the second season we had a
second season we
really got into it. But yeah, what are we talking about today, Brett?
I think today it's going to be a little bit of hodgepodge of quite a few things. But number one, I want to roll through some of our listener comments again. That was super popular last year or last week. So we're going to roll through some of those again, that post about cooking fish, and then that went off into what reels we should use and diesel heaters and all sorts of stuff. So I think that'd be fun to kind of chew on a little bit.
Yeah, we can tell everybody's fired up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
When my phone's sitting there and just buzzing like crazy on comment after back and forth. Yeah, it's awesome.
See, I shut those notifications off. No. I just look at them once a day.
I let them roll.
That's probably why I get lost on things, and you're always on
it. I'm in there. Yeah. I'm in there responding, letting people know, giving the people what they want. There you go.
Yeah, if you get a random reply back, it's probably from Ben.
Yeah. I try and put my name on it. Sometimes
I forget about it.
Yeah. Then people are like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I don't remember putting this.
That was me.
People think it's me.
Yeah.
People think it's you, but it's actually me.
Maybe we should get different separate accounts.
We could.
The Short Rod Show Ben and Short Rod Show Brett. Yep. Yeah.
We can hardly keep up with one account, though. There's no way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Well, pull up your phone there, Brett.
Sure.
So on Facebook, we did a little shout out asking for some fish recipes.
Yeah.
And non-traditional fish recipes, I would say.
Yeah. And Taggart really came in hot on this. So we met Taggart several years back through the Iowa State Fishing Club, and they were putting on ice fishing tournaments, and Ben and I fished all those tournaments. So super good dude.
Yep.
Thanks for the comment. And this was really the replies that I was looking for, like breakout grannies, index cards, recipe cards.
Yes.
And I want to see some old school recipes. Now the handwriting makes me think maybe Taggart wrote this. But maybe not.
It's not pulled from the internet.
No.
I mean, this is literally, he took a picture of an index card, posted it on our page. Yep. We love that.
Like, dusted that off for pickled fish. So we're definitely going to put that together and try that out. If any of you guys have recipes that you'd want to share, I think if we could get a handful of old school family type recipes, we would certainly put that together as like an end of season podcast episode again.
That was fun when we did that. So that was second season?
Yeah, second season when we did that.
Yeah. So we took over the kitchen.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of different fish.
I think it was mostly just different ways to fry it.
Different ways to prepare it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Release into the grease. That's what it was called. That was the episode title.
That was fun because we spent a lot of time on that one. And that turned out.
That was
out
back
really
when
well.
We were trying to make videos, and that was a lot of time. That's why we stopped making videos, because they're a pain in the ass.
Point out in Taggart's recipe what makes this really sweet.
Something about an egg in here somewhere.
Yes. It says, make a salt brine by adding enough salt to float an egg.
Yeah, float the egg. That's how perfect. You know.
That's perfect. We're not going to measure it. You're just going to keep adding salt till you can float a dang
plenty
egg.
Plenty of salt and vinegar and onion, and you'll pickle your fish.
Yeah, I mean, that'll get her done.
We'll definitely Absolutely. Make that one.
Yep.
What else did we have in here? Oh, then we had quite a few folks chiming in on the, what reel? The reels. The great reel debacle of 2023.
What reel
should we use? I
did not buy a reel.
I haven't either.
I was still
open for business.
I was real close to pulling my open water Samar, sure. Okuma Samar C10, off of my open water rod and throw that on there. And I'm like, I can't let people down now. Yep. Jeez, they're too invested.
Yep.
We had so many comments about different options. I had text messages from people. It's awesome.
Yeah. So I would say where I'm living at right now, my head is really down to kind of two, which would be the Samar bait feeder or this Pissy Fun Carbon.
The Carbon X.
The Daiwa, so Ben McRae chimed in on the Daiwa, and I don't know. I've just not always had great experience with Daiwa products.
Daiwa goes way back. So my grandpa's a big Daiwa fan.
Oh, old Daiwa is different than new Daiwa.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm with you there. I don't know.
I'm on the fence on that one.
I don't mind trying new things, but then again.
Yeah, things could change.
I've had really good luck with Samars. And they've lasted a long time.
The only reason the Samar is on the list now over the Pissy Fun is the bait feeder option.
And the bait feeder, it's
expensive. I don't have a bait feeder reel. And that'd be an interesting option to include.
Yep.
Just to have a little bit more variety. And
so are you thinking on this custom Saki rod that you're going to run a bait feeder and you're going to set this on a stand?
I mean, I don't think that it's a...
You're going to let it go.
It's not a reel. It's not a rod designed to be used always as like a bait feeder type option.
Like a dead stick, yeah.
It's not that kind of rod really for a dead stick, I don't think. I don't know. I could be wrong.
No, I don't. I agree. Yes.
I mean, you could use any rod as a dead stick, but like that would not be my first grab if I was going to pick a dead stick rod. But it's the only rod I got with a reel in it.
The rods that I see
with a spinning reel
as dead sticks, I mean, they're kind of... They could go down the hole at any time.
Yeah.
You don't really know. Yeah.
Well, because that's the limitation on my schoolie reels, rods and reels, is that you don't have any line feed. Like, if you're not catching it as that indicator's bobbing, that sucker's going down the hole.
Oh, yeah. It's just...
And I have lost some to the hole.
Your drag washer, you can't have loose enough. It's just going to...
Yeah, you can't do that. It'll fall off.
Yep. The rod's too light. It's just going to get pulled.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I got you there. I don't know. The bait feeder's cool. I've never fished with one. I don't know if I'd actually use that, and I don't dead stick all that often.
You know, I could see myself using it.
Just
because I like to run two rods.
I know you do.
As often as possible. Yeah. Like one active one and one sitting.
Yep.
So the bait feeder option would be good.
Well, you're a better man than I. I probably just
and the, buy well, the, another the thing Akuma. I like about the bait feeder, so right now what I do if I do a dead stick is I got a rod holder. Mm-hmm. That fits on the side of a bucket.
Yeah, the little squiggly wire
it's
thing.
It's like a little squiggly wire deal, and I'll just stick my schoolie poking out there, and it works fine. But you have a lot of line in the air.
Yeah.
And when I'm running light jigs, that wind and all sorts of junk, and you miss bites and stuff because you just have so much line.
Do you think that triggers bites, though? Or you think
it might. I don't know.
I'd like a little movement in there.
But what I was thinking was with that bait feeder, then I could get that rod and everything a lot closer to the hole. Mm-hmm. And they don't have so much line flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
And I think that would be, there'd be times where that'd be beneficial.
Yeah. I don't know. For the money, it's not that much more. It's like $10 more for a Akuma than a Pissy Fun.
Oh, than the Pissy Fun? Yeah. I don't have any problem with the Pissy Fun. I don't know. I'd give them a shot.
But yeah, somebody probably knows this, bibs. But yeah.
It's but probably, I mean, is that equal? Like, does that
no? But it's literally equate? Probably the Okuma factories on one side of the street in China and the Pissy Fun factories on the other.
They're or not might even be they're the same building,
right?
For sure.
Yes.
I think Okuma's Japanese.
It's a Japanese company. There's no way they're buying. They're making $40 reels in Japan.
Well, I mean, 40 American. That might be like 40 million yen. I don't know. I don't know what the Japanese currency is. It might be.
I don't know. I'm torn on that. So anyway, still yet to be decided. So when this episode drops,
yeah, I mean we got time.
We're gonna get comments.
We've still got ice to be built.
I'll be out looking for a reel.
Yeah, let me know what it looks like at the ice show.
Yeah, I do want to check out the Akuma booth because that was.
Do they have a booth there?
Yes,
a specific Akuma booth.
Yes, and that guy was super knowledgeable at the ice show on just what I'm like. What's
I'm sure Pissy Fun will have one open also.
I didn't see him last year. Maybe.
Well, they're really kind of making a bigger drive in the ice game.
No, definitely. I'm not real brand specific, but sometimes I am.
My biggest thing on these is I want to match the color on these rods.
Oh,
it's got to be a black reel.
Here, hold that.
At the end of the day, it's got to be a black reel.
We're holding our custom Saki ice fishing rods.
The primary, because this is black and white.
Yeah.
If you want to see what they look like, Ben posted a deal on Facebook, I believe, and yeah, Instagram.
And Instagram, I think. I even figured that out.
So, I mean, it's just kind of like our, you know, our logo colors. So it's got to be black or all white.
So you think a red Okuma?
No. Well, I mean, if there's red accents, oh, okay. That's fine. All right. But the majority of the color needs to be black.
Well, then you might as well go pissy fun with the Carbon X.
See, here's the box.
I'm just you saying. How far are you going to go down the rabbit hole?
I mean, I got to get black bands for sure.
I know.
Because the white ones are just going to turn like piss yellow after a while.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's not a good call there.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lots of opportunities.
Sean needs to start selling reels too. That way you could just come with a reel already.
We should ask Sean. I like opinions. I know it. I talked with Fishing Kit, the Fishing Kit YouTube channel, and he's big on the Cast King.
Yeah.
With the K.
Well, that'll fit nicely with those twin tip rods.
I know.
That's the same
Cast
thing,
King,
right?
King twin tip is what we talked about before.
Man, that thing feels good right off my index finger. Just.
Yeah. I know. That's going to be a game changer this year.
That's going to be a good rod.
So. Yeah, no, appreciate the comments on Facebook, messages, you know, really, you know, emails are great too, but it's great getting everyone involved on Facebook where other people can chime in.
Comments.
You know, and just see what's going on.
Yeah, that's, speaking of that, going to the diesel heater comment.
That's what gets me.
Because that's really gotten quite a few people fired up in that dude making the diesel heater out of his Milwaukee Packout. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so Adam, we talked about Adam last time.
Yeah.
Just talking about what he had going on with his diesel heater, and he put posted pictures on our Facebook
page. A
little
page, more detailed pictures.
With some more, some more detail to it, and post a video of it running. Yeah. I'm just real impressed.
If you're curious about a layout setup and how things will fit in something and that sort of deal, that is a killer video to kind of check out and see what that looks like.
Yeah, so the other piece that he mentioned that I thought was cool was he mounts it to the ATV, the back rack of his ATV, and leaves it mounted there.
And then just plumbs it into his shack.
That's genius.
That is very smart.
Yeah. Not saying this is light or it's not all that heavy either, but I mean, you have a fuel tank on the side.
Yeah. There's some baggage to it.
Not simple, right? He mounts to the ATV, runs a heat vent through the flip over door and pinches it between the zippers. That's awesome.
Yeah. Like,
and just pumps hot air on his six. He said he has a 6-year old.
Yep. So the sunflower was out.
Or wait, no, he does not. He did not say the age of his kid.
Somebody said a 6-year old though in that comment section.
Diesel heaters are great for kids.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Yep.
I know we talked about the sunflower, but a flaming hot propane bulb. And kids don't.
You don't have to worry about that anymore.
The diesel heater comment was awesome, and then we have some other comments on diesel heaters too, which I thought was pretty cool. Everyone's fired up on the diesel heater. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it seems like the tides have turned a little bit. Like, there was a lot of skepticism the previous 2 years, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are really looking at it and like, yeah, you know what? Maybe this is a good option. You find anything? There's some dead air here, Ben.
Yeah, no, I'm still working on it. There's no way we can freaking multitask here on this show. I can't find that comment now. On the old Facebook.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know Facebook is just necessary evil at this point. Anyway, here's John. Here it is. I found it. John Schroeder said he has a 6-year-old, and so the sunflower definitely wasn't an option. So he built out a jet sled version of the diesel heater. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I could see that being pretty slick, because then you just tow it behind your sled, ready to roll. Just plumber
so
right
in.
So
he brings it inside of his hub.
Oh, he's got a hub.
Vortex Lodge. Oh. Outer Vortex Lodge. That's all right. Cool. Located the heater in the sled such that the exhaust tube lines up with a propane port on the back wall of the hub.
Ooh.
So he's running the exhaust right out the propane port.
That's slick.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Keeps it all going. So, no, that's very cool. And, guys, go on our Facebook page, Short Rod Show. Just give us a search on there. And
yep.
Post your comments. Love to see
them. Or just read through them.
Yeah, just read. I mean, we're getting a little bit of a forum going.
I like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost a trick or trap or a ice shanty forum.
Well, we got a long ways to go before you get to that. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool. What else are we talking about after Facebook here?
Well, we talked about that that Rapala lithium
is
pack.
Is it Rapala or Rapala?
Rapala, Rapala, whatever. You know what I'm talking
People
about.
Can comment and tell us that we're wrong for both and something
it's
different.
It's going to be tough to comment on the pronunciation, but yeah.
I mean, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've but that three pack ways. With the pump, fillet knife, and light. Did it come with one battery or two batteries?
One battery.
One battery. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a little chintzy.
Black Friday deal. Mentioned it in the Shields catalog. Is a R12 lithium combo kit. Brett's got the fillet knife just going to town here. But it was $129 at Shields, and it still is. I think you can still go pick these up.
Yeah.
But Mills Fleet Farm had them for $99.
Ooh.
So that's where I pulled the kids out. It was
got them there
the
Black Friday. Yeah,
Black Friday 7 a.m.
You took both kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We rolled right into Fleet Farm. I'm like, they got to have these things.
Yeah.
And sure enough, right on end cap, no problem. There's hardly anybody out Black Friday shopping.
Oh, it wasn't busy?
Not busy. It was, it was busier than normal.
At 7 a.m.?
Not bad.
Yeah.
At all.
Huh.
Yeah. So that was cool. So, yes, I picked up a set. It's got the aerator, the lithium R12 aerator. It came with one battery, which how are you going to fillet your fish out
when you're
trying
to keep
your aerator
going? What if your battery dies?
Yeah, exactly. You're waiting to charge it. It says it only charges in an hour.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, and from what I saw, the battery was stone dead when I bought it. That was a little concerning.
Interesting.
Like lithium normally, has a little juice left in them.
Well, can you put your...
No, you can't.
You can't put your Milwaukee in there?
So we got a Milwaukee.
They look
incredibly
similar.
I think you might be able to mod the Milwaukee battery to fit in there, right? If you cut down this section,
no,
plastic
these are,
section...
Your ports here are different sizes. These ports aren't the same. These are bigger.
They're closer together.
Oh, and they're closer. Yeah, that ain't going to work.
Ah, we can figure it out.
You're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, so because otherwise those Rapala batteries are like $35. Not the end of the world, but...
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
I have a bajillion of these Milwaukee batteries. So it's too bad we can't use those. But anyway, very impressed with the fillet knife. Read some reviews on that. And the speed that it cuts and
RPM.
Just ramps up right away,
yep.
Way better than the bubble blade.
Mm.
And yes... Watch some videos on it.
How about flexibility of the bubble blade?
No.
Not nearly as flexible.
Not at all. So it just came with, that's kind of the downside. It came with one set of 6-inch blades.
Well, could you put the bubble blade blades?
I think you could.
How do I get these blades out of here?
There's a release on the bottom.
Yeah, I've been pushing it, but it's not coming out. Oh, there it goes.
Don't cut yourself. They are sharp.
Yeah, I wonder if you could put the bubble blade blades in here.
Yeah, you might be able to.
That'd be slick.
Yeah. 6-inch blades, I don't know if that's going to cut it for a fillet knife.
No, you need nines.
Yep. Try the aerator. Pull that baby out. Put a battery in that thing. It does. The other thing I like about the aerator, though.
Bitch to get out of.
Yeah, they have a cool mounting setup. So they have a 3M tape mounted bracket that you can stick onto your bucket or your minnow bucket or your angle. And that's how you can clip it in there. Yeah, it really goes. You hear that?
10 minutes on off. I like that. Intermittent.
Yeah.
Check the batteries.
And you can check the battery level. That's key. But yeah, check out the mount for that.
So I see this is why this is a ripoff of Milwaukee. So Milwaukee has the M12.
Mm-hmm.
The Rapala is the R12.
Well, yeah. It's kind of makes perfect sense to me. Check out the mount for that thing, though. On the aerator, yeah. That's no, but no. That's key.
Oh, it's got a little lock on it.
So that you can screw into something, but grab sure. The other one that's got 3M tape on it.
This guy?
Yeah.
And then just tape it to your... Oh, it's a little concave there.
Yeah, you stick it to your bucket, and then you just grab the aerator again, too. Then you just clip it right in. It's super
handy.
Or
screw it on, and you just pop it right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
I like that. I mean, that's a small detail, but I feel like you know, having the hook on the end.
Well, then it's not rattling around. And I just sitting there.
How many times you go and grab the bait bucket out of the boat and it just aerator falls right out. Yeah, so yeah. I did like that. That was pretty cool.
Ooh, a front load battery.
Yeah, so the spotlight / area light.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Actually, for as light as this
spotlight is bright, articulating head. It's got different power levels.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with that.
Yep. Yeah.
That's legit.
This one I think you can buy separate, but it's probably like $40.
Lantern mode.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Do you see that? You run both at the same time.
Yeah, and you can do a blue.
Black light.
Was that black light?
That's black light.
Why do you want black light?
Charge your jigs up. What are you talking about?
You think?
Every ice fisherman needs a black
light. Is that what that's for?
Yeah.
I don't have a black light.
You want to try it out?
Never had one. Yeah, we can try it out. Get one of those Brantners out. Get one of those Brantners. Get Brantner.
Yeah, so we're checking out the back side of this.
Jeez, that thing almost hurts my eyes.
Here you go.
Especially that strobe.
Just have one Brantner. Be careful with it.
Yeah, that's the one I got you.
Yep, the big old eyeball.
Yeah. Dude, that thing catches fish.
I know.
It's like a crackerized eyeball, and that thing hammers them.
So this has a spotlight on one side, area light on the other. The problem with this kit, though, is if you only have one battery.
Oh, yeah, she's glowing. When you can see it glowing in the light,
I know, we can know see that sucker's real. Look at this other side of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw.
Oh, yeah.
That was the side I was charging.
That's legit. All right, that gets a stamp of approval. That might be the...
That light was worth it.
The fillet knife and the spotlight. That's cool.
Yeah, Rapala could just sell the spotlight. Like, if they sold this as a loan product. Oh,
I think it's like $40 bucks, though. And then you got to buy the battery separate. I don't know if this kit... I think list price is like $200 bucks. I don't think it's worth that. But if you need a electric fillet knife anyway... Which I've always wanted one, just never bit the bullet and got one.
Sure.
I think that's key. That's pretty sweet.
I will say there's a lot of handle here for not a lot of blade.
Yeah. I bought a 12-inch blade as well as a 6-inch.
Or maybe it's 9-inch. That's a dagger.
Do you see those in there?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, they're in there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's more of like above a blade.
This one I'm looking
flexible
for.
What we're used to. And yeah, they're only like stiff. $10 for a set of blades. So big deal.
It's poking me as I play with it.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
Not bad. Pretty cool setup. So anyway, for $100, the Rapala kit. Not bad. $130?
Starts to push it.
It's okay. But yeah, list price, not on sale. I don't know. I don't know if I can recommend that.
Yeah.
If you buy them all separate, sure, they're going to cost more, but
we'll see what the longevity looks like.
Then again, you look at the Shields ad. So you have the ice fishing version of the Shields ad, which just came in the mail today. Bubba blade, just the regular blade is $125. And I think that's two batteries though.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, interesting. The Bubba Pro series has two batteries. That's $160.
But it comes with a pile of blades, doesn't it?
Yep. Well, they both come with a pile of blades. I don't really know what the difference is. It looks like a different version of the Bubba blade, but
I don't know. It looks a little thinner.
Yeah.
Talk about the new and exclusive Beaver Dam tip up, the Bushlight.
Yes.
Bushlight option.
That was interesting.
Man, that would have been sweet if they would have done a Grain Belt instead of Bushlight.
Grain Belt, Miller Lite, one of the two. $80 for the Beaver Dam Bush Light tip up. And it's not even the electronic version with the electronic indicator.
It better be a nice piece of pine.
I mean, it just looks like a chunk of wood with a flag on it. Just the usual stuff. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to sell a whole bunch of those, but Bush Light fans probably will buy just about anything.
I feel like that craze has turned down, has slowed down a little bit.
Just branding. What?
Just the Bushlight craze.
Oh, just Bushlight in general.
Yeah. I think it slowed down.
Yep. Well, they stopped spending so much on marketing, I guess.
Maybe. That was the problem. They spent too much on marketing and it went up a couple bucks.
Yep. Yeah, true. Then priced out of the market, basically.
Yep. But, yep. They were no longer the cheapest.
Yeah, so the Shiels, we complained last time on the Shiels ad not having ice fishing stuff. No,
here's your magazine.
Shiels, good work, because literally exactly a week later in the mail today, I go out and check out, and it's just the ice fishing catalog.
They heard it.
Yep.
From the podcast.
Which has pretty much 90% of everything in it is ice fishing. Yeah. So.
What do you think of the hubs? Are we cooling the hubs? Are we cooled off on the hubs? Were you real hot and heavy on trying to get a hub last year?
I don't know. What do you think?
I've cooled off on it.
It would be cool to have, but then again, I mean, am I going to drag my otter out all the time? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, like I pretty much always have it with all my stuff in it. I mean, it's ready, you know, it's set up for the kids that we have.
That's the deal is you already have the tub and you already have your stuff in it.
And the heaters are already in it.
Yeah.
You know, we know everything works.
I think we've cooled off on it a little bit.
Yeah, because we were pretty hot and heavy on getting a hub last year.
Yeah.
At the ice show, even.
Yeah.
But if you are in the market for a hub, we're just going to skip.
What are these? What's this?
That's just clam stuff. Oh. We just skip right over that.
I don't know. I'm getting more into the clam stuff now that they got that bucket partnership.
Dude, the bucket turned you on to clam.
Yeah, I'm in. I like that.
Just
that's a nice grassroots effort.
I feel like maybe it's changed, and that's part of why I enjoy going to the show every year, is I want to go up and touch it and feel it and go like, yes, this is what I expect.
I mean, companies fix things. They make things better.
Is this good quality or not? Is it worth X dollars or not? You know, that's really, if you don't get to go up and actually touch and feel all these products, who knows?
Yeah.
So we make fun of clam a lot, but who knows? Maybe the best thing ever, right? Last year, we were on this Eskimo Outbreak 650 XD hub shelter. So that's your six-sided hub. It's like the largest non-rectangular hub, I guess.
Yeah, I like that. I like the more octagon circle-type looking hubs.
Octagon or six sides?
Hexagon. Is it hexagon or octagon? Hexagon. Does it have six sides or eight sides? I don't know how many sides.
I have no idea.
Oh.
we're not on the podcast here for
geometry.
Yeah, exactly.
How much is that? How much do they run that?
So that's Shiels? 580 for the Outbreak 650. Regularly 650.
580.
Which I think at the show, those are running 550 last year, 540.
So what would be a comparable clam to that size?
Oh, I think the 600. The clam 600.
What are they running for that?
599.
Oh, well, they're right there.
Yeah. X600 thermal.
It really just kind of comes down to Wisconsin versus Minnesota sort of thing.
Yeah, and you have your door that's like the easy access door on the clam.
Yep. I do like that big door like that on the side.
The Eskimo. You said it yourself. Your kids could paint over or could trip over a painted line.
Yeah, that is true. They're getting better. He picks up his feet now a little better.
On the Eskimo and the otter now, which is
cool. He's almost 4 foot tall, so he picks up his feet a little better now.
That's good. Good to hear.
Yeah, about pooped when my parents. Yeah. So my parents got that tape measure thing along on their wall, and they measure the kids every time they go over there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
3 inches short of 4 feet. I was like, "Holy cow!"
Well, it's a 4-footer.
He's almost 4 foot.
Yeah. So good, better deals, I guess, from what I'm seeing from Otter. So the Otter Vortex Pro Resort is $499.
So oh,
$100 less, which is a large. That's comparable to your 650. Eskimo.
I wasn't expecting that.
600 clam. Yeah.
I feel like the roles have changed.
Maybe
the turntables have turned.
Maybe we are turned back on to the hub game. That's a good deal. That's a full
no, door. I'm not talking about that. Like, I feel like Otter was always like the more expensive premium.
Well, I wonder if that's just a Shiels sale thing. Because here's your newest models, the Vortex Pro Monster Hub, that's $700. Well, that thing's massive.
Yeah.
The Pro Monster Cabin is $600, which that's like the still a bigger version of the resort. I don't know. I'm confused on that. It used to be the resort's always the biggest.
Not anymore. No. Now it's the Monster.
Anything with Monster in the name is going to be bigger than anything without it.
Oh, okay.
I think. But then the cabin, the Pro Monster Cabin, I think is still bigger than
it's just
the resort.
A little bit bigger cabin. Or is it taller? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe a little hairier.
This is appealing here, that Vortex Pro Resort, though, for $500 at Shiels.
Because
it's a pro model, so you know it's the best fabric and all that jazz. Yep. They might not even make any regular hubs, you know, like just regular.
They're all monsters?
No, they're all pros.
Oh, yeah.
because they have the full door and all that stuff. But
yeah, yeah. Dang.
Anyway, yeah, interesting. Your Sierra, I don't see that in here.
Yeah, they're done with it. I think they're discontinuing it this year.
Escape 2000. That's 700.
I think the Sierra's about done. But at least that name.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody's changing around, which, hey, that's good.
Yep.
All your Jason Mitchell stuff, $1,500 for your X200 XT.
Jason Mitchell. That's a lot for the gray fabric.
Holy cow.
A lot for that gray fabric.
It's got heavy-duty poles.
I need some vibration in my seat if I'm going to be spending that much money.
Oof.
Maybe heated seats.
That'll be the next.
Hey, that's what we could get. I'd be into that. Heated seats.
Just run her off your
battery.
DeWalt batteries.
Yeah. Heat it. That'd be sweet.
Heated seat. Yeah, anyway, what else? I was trying to see what else.
Anything else legit in there?
Yeah, here's your Okuma bait feeder, $70.
$70.
Yeah, it doesn't say it's on sale though.
Do they got Pitsy Fun in there too next to it?
Nope.
Oh, just Okuma.
Fluger President.
Oh, gotcha.
$45. Or the Clam Elite series, $25.
Yeah, somebody chimed in on the Clam Elite, I remember.
Yeah, it doesn't match though. See, it's silver and gold.
Out.
Yeah. It's gotta be just
if it was all black. Silver, maybe I'd think about it, because that's kind of close to white, but
yep. 13 Fishing Descent Aluminum, $40. Yeah, and it's $70 for the Black Betty Free Fall Ghost Window Inline.
I feel like they just added all their most popular names a few more together.
From 13 Fishing. That's interesting. So,
huh?
Acme V Rod. Anything good in the baits? Yeah, kind of.
That is one thing. Clam
Kenders.
They're coming up. They every year they come out with a little bit more innovative bait type stuff, which I find interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of these Kenders ones I haven't really
never heard of
much of, but yep. Then back on the rod cases. So I'm really into this Shiels rod case. I saw it in the store a couple weeks ago.
Liked it.
That was legit. It's made by Plano. So sure. I mean, you know,
yeah, I mean Shiels doesn't make their own stuff.
Rod case, whatever.
They just put their brand on stuff.
Just having a spot. I don't really care as much about the tackle, I guess. Because for me. The tackle storage?
It would be nice. There's times it'd be nice. Not just necessarily tackle, but other gear.
Other stuff, you think?
Keep in there.
Yeah, I'm not going to do one of these. The double barrel Rappler rod case?
That is a Tangled City mess.
So this, you guys need to look this up. It looks like kind of like a guitar case.
Yeah.
But like a soft guitar case.
And you just throw all your rods together.
All your rods in there.
And then you just let them, you let them tangle each
other.
Good
luck.
Yeah.
This Shiels outfit.
You know what that looks a lot like? That rod case you gave me.
Yeah. Yeah, the one I never used that I didn't like.
Single barrel, though, not double.
The single barrel, the double
barrel. Only single barrel.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Shiels stealth case, though, is kind of neat, where it's just basic.
It's just foam in there.
Yeah. But it's kind of like what your stuff and the old outer cases
were. All you need.
So.
Yep.
Conking out on us, Brett.
Yeah, two beers deep. I'm getting sleepy.
And then back to apparel a little bit.
Not a lot of new stuff. Float business.
I guess, the Striker stuff looks the same. That's fine. They have the Apex jacket and bib for $500.
If you want to spend as much as you would on a hub, you can go Sims, I guess.
Yeah, so Sims, $350 for the Challenger insulated jacket or bib each.
Yeah, each.
So that's a $700 suit.
I mean, they're nice. I'm not saying they're not nice stuff, but. That's a big price tag.
Yeah, then the guide insulated jacket or bib, $600 each. So that's a $1,200 suit.
Yeah. Well, then you're not buying a shack at that point. You're living outside.
You cannot afford a shack if
you're spending $1,200 on your suit. You're living outside the whole time.
Nope, agreed. I would have no problem.
And you
doing
better
that.
Be damn comfortable.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be spending $1,200 on a suit.
I wouldn't mind. I
don't think it's even a float suit, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
No. I might go try those on, see how they feel. See if it's $1,200
don't rip
suit worthy.
Don't rip it.
I am curious on that Apex bib and the jacket. My Predator bibs are getting a little long in the tooth.
Are they?
Yeah, the bibs. So the knees.
Oh, yeah, your knees were leaking.
The knees leak, and then some of that, I mean, that foam padding they put in the knees, that's so nice.
Gone.
I mean, it's crushed down.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a way you could cut it open, shove some new foam in there, or something.
Yeah. But maybe send them in.
Be like, hey, if they do that. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's always worth it to ask.
I think I got those in 20.
You've had those for as long as I've known you.
16 or 17.
Yeah, for as long as we've been fishing together. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've held up extremely well for, you know, they're kind of lower to mid-level bibs.
Oh, which just the
that comes down to how warm fabric you want to be.
The fabric of those bibs is massive.
But, like, I wouldn't want anything that much warmer. I don't really care about anything that warmer.
Yeah, the Sitemark Wrath HD 30. Yeah, this is the scope we're getting. Shoot coyotes.
Talking about night vision now.
Night vision coyote hunting. Oh, no, the thermal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. $3,500
is pretty tough to do on that one.
We're talking $1,200 ice suits, and then, yeah, that's expensive.
Oh, here we go. Thermal monocular, $400.
Yeah, made in China. best you can get.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. I'm going to have to shoot them during the day.
Exactly. Just call it. It's fine. Shoot them during the day.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, so if you guys are getting out, coming up here, we should talk some safety topics. I feel like that's our duty as responsible podcasters, stewards of the sport.
Do that right now or in a different
episode? Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. What's your number one safety tip, Ben? What's the thing that you, if you're going out there bare naked and you can only take one thing with you and you're going to walk on ice.
There you go.
That's only an inch and a half thick.
Yep.
What are you taking with you?
Spud bar.
Spud bar.
I'm going to spud it.
Yeah, that's the key when you're naked. I mean, you don't want to go in.
No, you don't. spud bar for sure. I mean, you use the spud bar to hit the ice in front of you where you're not currently at. To make sure that it can support you if you step over there. And a lot of people just kind of poke where they're standing, whatever.
Yep.
Right. Which is fine.
And hit it hard.
But you got to hit it.
This isn't a walking stick.
Yep. You got to determine, is there 1 inch of ice or 4 inches of ice?
Yep.
That's what you're trying to see. And ice can be extremely variable. That's what people sometimes don't understand.
Yep.
You see a pond that's frozen all the way over. That doesn't mean it's frozen all the way over evenly.
Yeah. No, absolutely it's not. Yeah. The biggest thing I think is what gets you is those damn geese when they keep a little extra hole open.
Mm-hmm.
And then overnight that hole caps.
Yep.
And then you don't know about it. And you walk into that. Like you're like, oh, here's 4 or 5, 6 inches of ice.
Yeah.
Then you run into that little goose hole and then you're eat
then
shit.
You're in. Yep.
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 Yeah. I think I'm gonna say two things that I think you should take with you. Picks, obviously.
Yep.
So these picks are just stuff you put around your neck. They plug into each other. They hang on. And then rope.
Yep.
Rope would be my number two.
So like a throwable rope, something you can throw.
That way people can come help you.
Yep.
That'd be a big thing. Now, if you're out there by yourself, you shouldn't be out there by yourself on sketchy ice anyways.
No. Don't go by yourself. Have somebody else there that can help you. And if you have no experience ice fishing, don't try and go out there first ice. Don't try and go out there when you don't see anybody else out there.
Yeah.
That's at the end of the day, that can keep you out.
Until you figure out how to run your spud bar.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Mine. So if, as Ben mentioned, like how do you learn your spud bar is kind of how I think about it is like my bar isn't very heavy. It's not a very heavy duty bar.
Yep. I like the lighter ones.
But, I know if I hit a spot as hard as I can twice, I'm going to be fine.
Yep.
If I can hit it hard once and it doesn't break through, but it goes through twice, just be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it goes through one time, don't go out there.
Well, that's when you need to know when to get your ears perked up and to, you know, understand that no ice is 100% safe.
Yep.
Right. And just having that spud bar is what's going to keep you out of the lake.
But
the other items that we're talking about, they help you when you're in the lake.
Yep.
The rope, the ice picks, that kind of thing.
Yep. But if you do find, like if you have they do make spud bars that are a lot heavier,
mm-hmm.
maybe you don't need that second hit.
Yeah.
Like if you can just do it the first hit and you're done, you're good.
Yep. Yeah, it depends on their point and how sharp they are. And
throw it as hard as you can sort of deal. Yeah. Yep. So. Yep. Those are the three things I think are. I mean, obviously, float suits are nice. If you don't want to spend the money on float suits, you got other things to keep you warm. Life jackets are good to keep with you. For me, I think a lot is that having that rope and it's not for me, it's for other people.
Yep.
Because the worst thing ever would be to see someone go in and then you have no way to go help them.
Yep.
Without putting yourself in danger.
No, absolutely. That's not good.
So you can at least toss a rope over to them or something like that. So what I've done to remedy that is on my shack, my pull rope, I have two big heavy-duty carabiners, and I put on my sled, I have eye bolts that run through the sled.
Yep.
And then I have those two carabiners hooked to the eye bolts, and that's how I pull my sled. So if there was ever, and I've got, I don't know, probably 30 foot of rope on there.
Yep.
So if there was ever a situation, you can unhook those carabiners. You got something with some weight, toss it out to the person. They can wrap that around themselves,
yep,
clip it in, pull them out. Because a lot of times if you've been in the water for any sort of
time,
your dexterity's gone. That's the thought. I've never had to use it, but that's my thought process on it anyways.
I mean, we're not talking 60-degree water temps here. It's 32 degrees right near the ice in
33,
the water, right?
40 at the bottom. Yep. If you make it that deep.
Yep. So not anything to play around with, but still, there's ways to do it and be safe, but at the same time, you got to be on your watch all the time.
Yep. But if you do feel like you need to go out, like, you know, there are situations where you go out by yourself. Mm-hmm. Just let somebody know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you don't show up home a couple hours later, somebody will come looking for you.
Yep.
Get your hands up on the ice, let them freeze to the ice. You might not be in very good shape, but at least somebody will come looking for you.
Yeah. Eventually. You never know. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Well, Brett, we have a little treat for everyone.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it.
If you're thinking about listening through the ending music,
yep,
we're going to put a little treat in at the end on something where Brett and I were featured recently on another podcast. So
another podcast.
We'll add that in and
let
everyone enjoy.
Just kind of the intro to it. Go check out.
Yep.
Well, actually, we don't say what the podcast. What's the podcast? How's the Bite?
How's the Bite podcast?
Yeah, that's
we were featured on there. This will be 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Now. Go check it out.
Yep.
Bait shop out of Guttenberg, Iowa.
Yeah. Murray's.
A lot of good
Murray's
information.
Outdoors.
Stay tuned if you want to listen to that after the ending.
Yep, that'll be at the end.
Ending tune.
And then we'll be at the ice show here coming up. We'll be talking about the ice show.
Yeah. Ice show stuff. Chime in if you're going to the ice show.
Yes.
Ben will go meet you. He'll have a beer. He'll buy your beer.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Brett's just volunteering me for stuff. Be excited to hang out with fans. Hopefully, we'll see a few of you there. Sounds like the weather's going to probably push quite a few people up north, but there'll still be a lot of people down south at the show.
Yeah, it'll be warming up a little bit. Yeah. There'll be people coming.
Oh, well, I checked the weather. It's 43 degrees, I think, in St. Paul today.
Mm.
Not great.
Yeah, but they probably still held up. I mean, our ponds are still holding ice.
Yeah.
The edges were breaking up a bit, but they'll be gone tomorrow.
Yep, we're getting there, folks, and there are people out on the ice enjoying it, having a good time, seeing fish pictures.
See a lot of bluegills on the ice.
Lots of bluegills. Yep. Awesome. Well, we'll catch you next time on
The Short Rod Show.
Hey, let's go to the Short Rod Show. You had these guys come in last year during ice season, right?
Yeah, so these two guys came in, didn't realize it at the time of who they were. Knew of the podcast they were doing, the Short Rod Show. Really cool podcast. If anybody's not listening to it, that should be one that you listen to, obviously, after you would listen to ours.
Of course.
Correct, Ken?
You listen to ours and theirs. Or
not replacement. Yeah, don't replace ours with theirs. Theirs is only ice fishing, but they're really cool guys. I had two guys come into the store, and I think they would tell you, you know, we just treated them as any other customer, but these two guys were different to me. I'm like, they're going on a trip, and just easygoing guys and having a ball, looking at the store, checking things out, not in a hurry, just looking at everything in the store. And then I find out afterwards, I gave him a few places to try. The bite was a little tough. And I find out after the fact that my buddy that listens to the Short Rod Show goes, hey, Bob, you're on there. Your store was on the Short Rod Show this week. So that's kind of how I met him. And they had some good things to say about our store and what we were doing. And I really want to pay him back for that and have them on and see what they're going to do this year. They were up perch fishing is what the name of their show was. It's called Mississippi Gold, that episode. And they did pretty good fishing, but I just want to let them know and talk to them and have you talk to them. Perch fishing, hopefully they're coming back this year. I would assume they are because it's getting better and better every year.